This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this week I'm talking with Jake Van Horn. He's directing the comedy Boeing Boeing. It opens tonight at Cornstalk Theater. Jake, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What for you was the appeal of this particular play?
Well, I started reading it, and it starts off fast-paced, and it continues to get crazier and crazier as it goes on. It really reminded me of a number of classic comedies from the 60s. My favorite actor of all time is Cary Grant, so I kind of immediately was reminded of some of those films, especially His Girl Friday. And I thought about the pacing, and I had so much fun reading it, and I thought about the outdoor theater in terms of Cornstalk and the energy that place has, because it is a very different theater than the other theaters we have in this area. And I started to think about, okay, so how could this work in the outdoor theater? And when I started to think about the potential, the more excited I got by it, I thought that there's this giddiness to the play. There is just a sense of fun and adrenaline, and for both the actors and the audience members. So I thought it would be a fun show to perform and a fun show to watch.
We should note that you've been on stage many times, but this is the first time you've directed a production. So what inspired you to take on this new and larger role?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that I was incredibly inspired by previous directors that I've worked with, especially Chip Joyce, who is my advising director for this show. In terms of watching him work on a number of shows that I performed with him in terms of watching Chip work as a director, I really fully learned for the first time what a director's role is, how they control the finished product of the show, what control vision has in terms of not just line delivery, which is typically what I thought of a director is doing, but in terms of set design, props, sound equipment, in terms of picking an entire crew and a team backstage. And it was through those productions that I sort of saw just come together so brilliantly that I thought, you know, there are shows out there that I have similar strong feelings about and I would like to see done in a way that's kind of, I guess, in terms of like a Jake Van Horn type brand. That so it was really in terms of seeing who I consider to be a master director work that made me want to give it a try.
It seems like this play is kind of grounded in the era in which it was written, which is the early 60s. It's this era of jet set travel. It's the early years of the sexual revolution. Did you want to try to modernize the script, make it more contemporary, or were you happier leaving it in its own era?
We were happy leaving it in the 1960s. In my experience, in any show that's set in a specific period, it's very tricky to try to modernize it. That has been met with mixed results in the past. So very early on, reading the show, I really felt like this is a show, because some shows do work if you update the time period and some don't, and I really felt like this was one that doesn't. One of the things that it occurred to me is because a big part of the play is that Bernard, played by Jeff Craig, has got three different fiancés, all of whom don't know about each other, and that works in the 60s, but in modern times with social media and scouring through deleted text messages and Snapchats, I felt like these ladies would very easily find out about each other within the modern era. So, and then with regards just in terms of the characterization, the only thing that I'll say is in terms of maybe line delivery or characterization, we really wanted to make it very clear that the women are in control the entire time. That's a big part of the humor of the show, is that Jeff and Zach Robertson's characters think that they've got the power and that they're the ones who are kind of calling the shots. And throughout the play, it's really, really clear that that is not the case. And the humor comes from these two characters just being sort of these goofy, bumbling guys who don't realize that they're not in control whatsoever.
The play obviously revolves around this character of Bernard and the three women that he's engaged to who are constantly coming and going. And one of the things that you're doing is you're changing up the set throughout the show based on which of the three fiancés is in the apartment or is expected to be.
Correct. So starting within, it's a three-act play. Act one, act two is done together, intermission then is taken, then act three. So each lady has got a photograph of Bernard, and that is on Bernard's desk. And then there is a movie poster that's their favorite movie. And in terms of changing the set for each lady, that's really a big part of what each director for the show can kind of do in terms of vision, because within the script itself, the only script note is the apartment gets changed. So for any person who directs this show, that's really that's really kind of the place where you can kind of decide, how complicated do I make this? How uncomplicated do I make this? So we've got a photograph on Bernard's desk, and then each lady's got a favorite movie, a poster hanging on the wall. So for Gloria, the American stewardess, played by Anna Oxborough, her favorite movie is Some Like It Hot. For Gabriella, the Italian stewardess, played by Dani West, her favorite movie is La Dolce Vita. And for Gretchen, the German stewardess, played by Autumn Van Deven, her favorite movie is a deep cut. It's Metropolis by Fritz Lang. And so whenever these ladies enter, the other characters have to immediately try to change the apartment so they do not get caught.
What was the part of this experience that was the most unexpected for you? What surprised you the most as a first-time director?
I would say in terms of, this is a pleasant surprise, in terms of set construction, I was a little worried because for Cornstalk, the season goes by so quickly. So Little Mermaid closed on a Saturday, and then we have to begin building the next day because we open less than 2 weeks. So I was expecting my cast and my crew to be there, and suddenly we've got half a dozen, if not more, people who just are affiliated with Cornstalk in some way who came to show up and build the set. I want a special shout out to Gene Burke and Chris Franken, Doug Arrear, Tim Chambers, a number of other guys. I'm sorry if I forgot anybody, but especially Gene. Without these guys, we would not have gotten the set up. So that was a huge surprise to me, but such a pleasant one because it's a lot of work to get a set built in that time. There's a lot of stuff to do, not just the construction, but then all the detail work and everything painted. So to have so many people from the community of Cornstalk come to help was such a huge blessing. And the entire cast and crew is incredibly grateful to these people for doing that.
So after this show, what's next for you? Do you have more projects you'd like to direct? Do you want to spend some time on stage for a while? Where do you go after this production?
This past year, I've been experimenting with film, with some film stuff, especially short films. So I've got a couple short film projects in Chicago, one of which I filmed in April and doing some ADR on. And then there is one shooting in August. And so that has sort of been a new experiment for me. I've really been enjoying doing it, especially short films. Usually get them done, knocked out in a single weekend. And it's been a different approach, and I've really been enjoying that. After that, there are other shows I want to direct. It's just a matter of finding the right place and the right time to direct it. It sort of all comes together when it's supposed to, has been my experience.
That's Jake Van Horn talking about Boeing Boeing, the next production at Cornstalk Theater. Performances begin tonight and continue through next Saturday, June 30th, under the tent in Upper Bradley Park. Thank you for being with us, and break a leg.
Thanks, Nate.
And Bishop Hill is holding its annual Midsummer Music Festival tomorrow. There will be concerts in the Village Park from 11 to 4, a music workshop, and Swedish dances throughout the day. It's followed by a barn dance at 7 p.m. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.